Agencies finally have new details about how the president wants to reorganize government and restructure the federal workforce. No doubt many have spent the last few days cogitating over the new guidance. The Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney tells federal employees, don't be depressed by the possibility of cuts. Welcome it. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The Office of Management and Budget says its new memo on government reorganization addresses a common frustration in the federal workforce. OMB Director Mick Mulvaney.
Here's one of the things we found so far, which is that one of the frustrations that government workers have is that we don't reward those who do a really good job and we don't punish those who do a lousy job. And so here you've got, imagine what you're like working in an organization where you do a really nice job and you don't get rewarded for it. You don't even get acknowledged for that. What kind of morale would that create within that particular organization?
This scenario might not be so difficult to imagine. 29% of federal employees say their agencies effectively deal with poor performers who can't or will not improve. About 34% say promotions within their organization are based on merit. And 34% also say differences in work are recognized in a meaningful way. That's all according to the results of the 2016 Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. Those numbers have improved slightly in recent years, but still, those questions have been a pain point for many agencies on the survey. Here's Mulvaney.
That is one of the things we've asked the agencies to look at. How do you restructure your personnel policies in order to sort of point out people who are doing a great job and figuring out a way to get folks who are not delivering money for the taxpayer, get them on board with whatever policy you're trying to achieve. So that is a big part of what we're doing because we recognize exactly what you said. I think it's wrong to sort of paint with a broad brush and say, because we are going to be reducing the overall size of government as part of this, as consistent with our budget, that means that everybody should just focus on who's getting fired. That's the wrong message to take from this. The right message is we're trying to figure out a way to make the government more responsive and more accountable, and that means taking care of the people who are doing a good job.
OMB is tying together three big White House initiatives: the president's executive order asking agencies to streamline and reorganize their functions and offices, his call to reduce the size of the federal workforce, and the fiscal 2018 budget. Federal employees have told Federal News Radio the fear is real that Congress will go along with significant cuts to civilian agencies. The 2018 budget calls for cuts to some agencies and big boosts to others, and federal employees may have different experiences or reactions to what's coming next. Margot Conrad is Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. She says agencies that experience big budget cuts may have lower morale, and agencies that get more resources may see morale boosts. But regardless, she says the administration needs to focus on how it can keep federal employees engaged in the reorganization.
Certainly looking for ways to get employee feedback as part of this process. So agencies are going to be coming up with their plans, and it's important to get feedback from employees. You may find that employees within an agency have some really innovative ideas. They are likely the ones who are going to be able to tell you exactly what's not working and will be able to offer up some pretty innovative solutions.
Sally Jaeger is a senior advisor for the National Academy of Public Administration and a former executive of the Government Accountability Office. She says the administration should appeal more directly to federal employees and should be more enthusiastic about getting their feedback.
Government is only good as the people who work for it, or you're only achieving what you can through the skill and dedication and commitment and involvement of the people who are there. And so when we're talking about bringing in skills from outside or making government be more businesslike, you know, again, speaking in very optimistic terms, I think the idea of unleashing the power and the ideas of these committed public servants to help solve the problems and to meet the challenges to reorganize government so it does work more efficiently, you know, to set the challenge for people who are in supervisory positions, that they make their employees and the people they work with, you know, just empowered to help address what government is trying to do, you know, for the American people. I think that that's being overlooked, and it's a tremendous opportunity right now to kind of set a new stage and a new objective for managers and supervisors. I just think that would really pay off rather than, you know, emphasizing the negative.
The memo also focuses on poor performers and directs agencies to come up with plans to maximize employee performance by June 30th. OMB named five areas that agencies should address in those plans. Among them, it wants agencies to review and update their formal poor performance policies, hold managers accountable for addressing employee engagement, and make performance improvement more transparent. Many human capital and federal workforce experts say they like what they hear, but they say there's too much of an emphasis on poor performers and not enough thought put into how agencies can attract and retain top-performing employees. Here's Conrad.
It's really critical at this time to also be recognizing your high performers. And it's important to be retaining your top performers. And so I would say that anything agencies can be doing right now to recognize the good work that is happening.
And Jaeger says leaders are going to have a big role to play, too.
Just because a person has been working in a particular area, you know, as a public servant, most of us know that what we want to do is we want to contribute to what's a high priority. And so if you tell me that the particular function that I'm performing is not as high a priority as this new one, you know, theoretically, most people, and especially with good leadership, would understand that the value that they can contribute to the organization in achieving the highest priority activities, you know, is great. And sometimes, I'm being a little Pollyanna here, but sometimes a person who may have had kind of a lackadaisical approach to what they were doing might be really motivated and energized and inspired and perform better under those new circumstances. You know, people do rise to the occasion under, under certain circumstances.
And Mulvaney has another message. He recognizes it might be shocking to hear that some jobs will get cut. And he gets that people might be worried, but...
To the folks who do work here, recognize the response I just gave to the gentleman in the back. If you're a really good federal worker, you should welcome this, because now you're finally going to get a chance to be rewarded for your contribution.
In Washington, Nicole Ogrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Nicole has ongoing coverage of the new White House management plan. Find it all at federalnewsradio.com.